This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I have to admit, I still haven't caught up to all the spending promises since the Liberals made 2,970 announcements in a single week at the end of August. And now we've got the NDP and Greens joining the Liberals in promising their variation of free pharmacare, which the Parliamentary Budget Office says is going to cost something like $15 billion plus per year. The NDP are also promising free dental coverage for families earning under $70,000, partial coverage for those up to $90,000. Conservatives promise $1.5 billion more in healthcare spending, specifically for MRIs and CT machines. They'll bring back the fitness and arts tax credits and provide a tax credit for any income earned while on maternity leave or while collecting employment insurance. The Greens have promised over $1.2 billion over 3 years for the development of regional rail networks and high-speed rail, along with free university tuition, while getting taxpayers to take over all existing student debt. And that's just a sampling. That's not even close to all that's been promised. And there's more to come, but not much on how we're going to pay for them. But by the way, the Parliamentary Budget Office is costing various campaign promises if the parties submit them. Conservatives, NDP, and Green parties have so far, but the Liberals have not, saying they are going to submit the big promises, not the others. But there's one aspect of the Parliamentary Budget Office costing that you got to note, and I hope colleagues in the media are listening. Independent costing of election promises, hey, I think it's great for voters, but it does not, I repeat, does not tell us whether the overall platform of promises is affordable. The PBO deals with each promise in isolation, doesn't tell us about the financial implications of one policy on another. But then again, there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that the vast majority of us care. I mean, most of us ignored the relentless stream of warnings about excessive borrowing, which on average has risen to $1.77 in debt for every dollar of disposable income. We've also had warning by the Parliamentary Budget Office that the buildup of municipal and provincial debt is unsustainable. But we live in the age of entitlement, whether we're talking about personal consumption or campaign promises. And you know what? The parties know it. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.